Hello, and welcome back to Mohi, a Dream S&P podcast. This is episode 62, and today we're discussing the Knights of Hope, Wilbur being from Utah, and Crockett's upcoming lore. And we're back!
Hello!
We didn't have an episode for the last few weeks because we had scheduling issues.
Yeah, to put it mildly. But that's okay, because it means we have an episode just in time for the aftermath of... Well, I say aftermath, but to have seen the final Wilbur lore stream of season one. It was, interesting. Interesting. Interesting is a good word for it. It was interesting.
That's one word for it.
I don't think it was bad. It wasn't what I was expecting. Like, some of it was what I was expecting, but I don't know if it was as satisfying as I was thinking it was going to be. And then the last part was just like...
I feel like content creator Wilbur just like, did that on purpose.
I mean, I think so. Like,
he strikes me as the guy, kind of guy who likes to be, like, unpredictable.
Yeah. Obviously, spoiler warnings for this episode if you haven't actually gone and watched the Wilbur lore stream. Why are you watching this first? Go watch that first. But
I actually haven't watched it. I've watched some bits of it. I haven't watched the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. Sigh, it's like 40 minutes. Not even.
Eh.
Oh my gosh. Well, you're gonna get spoiled because you're part of the episode, so like, just deal with that. It's like,
I already got the clip note.
Okay, so, to be fair, I have sort of... At the same time as I have a negative opinion, I have a high opinion of character Wilbur in the sense that he's... I consider him very smart, very good at understanding other people, but not necessarily always using that to their benefit. But, you know, understanding each other people so that he knows what they want kind of a thing, or at least he used to be. Very smart, very capable, for the most part. And so I was fully expecting sort of... I've always figured of him as a very sort of grand, important sort of figure, like a fictional character. You know, like those characters that you're just like, yeah, okay, he's definitely like he's a character that would fit into like a grand type of story. So I was like, of course he's gonna get like a sort of grand ending. And then in the episode, it got completely shattered because in the stream it got completely shattered because. Actually, no, character Wilbur isn't any kind of grand individual. In fact, he's a gas station attendant from frickin' Utah that sailed there and just sort of bullshitted his way through everything, which basically caused, like...
You know what this makes me think of? It's like, he's like a D&D character.
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
Because, like, when people talk about D&D, they often talk about, like, the type of, like, typical character that, like... That starts off as, like, being a joke character, becomes really serious. He's, like, the opposite of that.
Yeah.
But also not really.
It's sort of weird.
Like, he kind of went through the transition where he kind of started as a joke character and became more serious and then went back into jokey.
Yeah. No? I had two thoughts on it, kind of. Other than the fact that I just thought it was sort of... For me, it was sort of, like, disappointing, but not, like, I enjoyed it still, but it was kind of disappointing just because I was expecting something very sort of dramatic, and it kind of shattered some of my previous thoughts on, like, it's that sort of, like, I always pictured character Wilbur as this very grand sort of theatrical epic character. And so I always associated a lot of intelligence and planning and forethought to his actions. And now I'm learning that... What is it? I compared it to kind of like in The Wizard of Oz, where you think the wizard is this great, powerful wizard, and then you pull back the curtain and it's just some schmuck fucking around, like, doing his best to try and, like, pull it off. And so I was like, okay. It was kind of like that. Which was a bit weird, but I mean, it wasn't bad, it was funny, and I get kind of why he did it, because it was, like, fucking with a lot of, I think it was kind of like a direct fuck you to all the fans who have been like, badgering the content creators about how they think the story should end. And, like, act like, yeah, I'm the only one who knows how your story should end. You have to end it like this. You're like, if you don't end it like this, it's not going to be satisfying. Mm-hmm. Or it's going to send a bad message. And I think this was kind of his, like, because, what was it? A lot of people, I think, were saying, it was like, well, we think the only way out of it is for character Wilbur to, you know, die or kill himself. And then other people were like, no, he can't do that because that would send such a terrible message. Mm-hmm. And so it was just sort of like this back and forth thing. And I think Wilbur kind of figured out, like, the best route around it because he left it very open-ended in a way. Like, I think I've seen a lot of people comment mm-hmm. about how the ending of him just leaving and going to fucking Utah could be kind of open-ended because I see a lot of people, putting more thought into it and be like, they think he actually killed himself and this Utah desert or whatever is the afterlife for him now. Versus other people are like, no, he actually went to Utah. He left the server. It's like, it's a kind of open-ended.
And then I saw the other person pointing out that apparently in Utah, there's salmon specifically in September and October. And it's their spawning season.
He thought of everything. I thought it was good. It was funny. I enjoyed it. And it was in character enough for character. Like, it wasn't out of character. It wasn't badly written. It was just sort of... Hmm.
And honestly, I think it fits perfectly for character Wilbur.
Yeah.
To, like, have this whole thing, make his whole thing at the start be, we're against the Americans, and then turn out to in canon be American. I think that's just, like, super in canon, like, in character for him.
Yeah. I think it was in character. I just kind of, like... I don't know, it fit his character, especially when we learn, you know, like, we learn the fact that he's just some guy from Utah. It fits even better that, like, he fucks up his apologies to an extent, and I think the thing for me is just, like, I don't have a problem with the way it ended. Like, it was a little disappointing, sure, and it wasn't what I was expecting at all, but that's fine. But at the same time, I wish there was more to it. It was very funny, and that works really well for the minor, like, for the SMP, and I think it was a good reminder for people, is like, you know, this is, at the end of the day, just sort of a Minecraft roleplay, and it started with jokes, and it will always have jokes like this, and you can't control the story, it's up to us, I'll do whatever the hell I want. Like, it was great for that, and it was in character for Wilbur. I don't know, I guess it was kind of like, remember the Egg Banquet? It was, like, it was good, it was interesting, it made sense for the characters, but at the same time, you were expecting something different, so having that, the, like, reality not match up to your expectations, it's just, like, huh, and I think it's made even worse by the fact that, like, I had such a different image of who character Wilbur is, and then with this one piece of sort of joking information that's irrefutable, because that's, like, irrefutably the end of him, unless you go with the whole, like, he killed himself route, which I can't trick myself into thinking, then it's just like, okay, so now you're just, now every time I think about all of the Dream SMP, character Wilbur, I have to remember, was just some idiot from Utah fucking around. And he fucked over his own life and every other person in the SMP's life because...
Mm-hmm.
For what? Because he decided that Lamanberg was taught? I don't know.
He's kind of like the inciting incident of the story, essentially.
Yeah!
Like, I think a while ago we had, like, an argument about, like, if you had to consider anyone, like, the true antagonist of the Dream SMP would be. And I think we can definitely consider, like, Wilbur that, just because of the fact that his presence causes most of the plot, which in most cases the antagonist of the story does that.
Yeah. It's just like, what is it? Like, elements of it still sort of like I think Wilbur himself says, like, there's still stuff in there to analyze, and I've seen it, and, like, especially I think it's very much related to, like, his dynamic with Tommy. Like, I think there's a lot to explore with the whole Lamanberg is, I consider Lamanberg an extension of Tommy or something like that, which is very interesting to hear in retrospect. 'Cause I don't know, somebody who's more versed in Wilbur and Tommy lore can probably figure out some interesting things to say about that. But, like, I've even seen, I don't know, just, like, looking around on Twitter, you see people being like, Wilbur saying, don't trust Americans to Tommy was another way of saying, don't trust me. So, like, there's depth there, there's angst there, especially with Tommy. It's like, so there's a lot going there, but at the same time, it's just like, the man just boated to Utah, which is a landlocked state, by the way. You can't even get to Utah in a boat. I just...
Yeah, imagine being landlocked.
I know.
I live on an island.
It's just something else. I don't know. I think there's a lot to...
I mean, take away you said, like, the whole thing, like, we said that AC is the man breaking his extension of Tommy. Like, my interpretation of that personally would be, like, he started off a sort of whole sort of, like, schemes on the server by going to Tommy and say, hey, let's do this. And the man breaks an extension of that. But it all started with Tommy.
Yeah. I think, I was like, yeah, there's the extension of Tommy aspect, which is interesting. And I think, isn't some of that stuff with, like, Lemanberg, or, like, the origins of Lemanberg that he put in at the beginning, isn't that technically a retcon from what, like, actually happened?
I wouldn't know, I joined after that and I didn't watch much, I just watched, like...
I could have sworn that, like, the name Lemanberg was something Wilbur came up with. I was like, that seems like a retcon. The other question I have, though, is just, like, because he...
I think it was, like, a few people that they were just kind of, like, spitballing ideas, but I can't remember. He came up with... I think they originally were, like, Manberg, and they decided to add L to make it sound more European, but I can't remember who did that.
Yeah.
I just remember because it was in one of Status' animations.
Yeah. What was it,
The first one.
Yeah. Yeah!
In other news, CPK said that there would be lore this week. It is now Sunday night. There has been no lore. He did not say soon.
He said during his subathon.
He did not say soon in his tweet, but he said it in his heart.
Yeah. We get Quackity lore next Sunday, or next Saturday, I should say, which he's hyping up a lot. I feel like since we had the Wilbur lore, we just need to keep talking about the Wilbur lore. Wait, let's talk about Tommy for a little bit. What the fuck? Man. That poor kid. He deserved better. I feel like he deserved to get, like, an actual I'm sorry, but it's, you know, whatever. But, on the plus side, for anyone who's, like, very upset at character Wilbur about him not apologizing to Tommy, in a way, he also kind of did, like, obviously, the way he was doing it, which was just the whole, I got Dream off your back, that was my apology because I'm too scared for you that you wouldn't forgive me. Which, you know, that's very relatable. But the, that, yeah, no, not great. But the book, because I don't know how much you know, Sai, but Wilbur, right before he leaves, he gives Tommy a book that he had written over the course of his entire stay on the SMP from, like, the beginning of the server, when he joined with Lemanberg, and it's just called President Soot, and he gave it to Tommy to read, and so, in a way, so that he could kind of, like, understand what Wilbur was thinking all along the way. And that, in a way, I feel like is kind of an apology in and of itself. I don't know. I feel like anyone who's a big fan of Wilbur and Tommy definitely, you know, watch that stream, and there's a lot you can pull from it about their relationship and the characters, and it's really interesting.
And although talking about character Tommy, for anyone listening, back in season 2, I think we did an episode that I called the one where I talk about Tommy in it, and just recently I did, like, an analysis post on Tumblr about a bunch of the stuff, like, kind of inspired by a bunch of the stuff we talked about in that episode. So if you like that episode, you can check it out on my Tumblr, Dying in Lava.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that. I don't think I have actually gotten to read the whole thing, but I've heard very good things.
It's basically about Tommy in exile and sort of, like, all the factors that were affecting him. Because really, I think the fandom boils it down to, like, Dream caused everything, when really there was a whole bunch of different factors affecting him. And Dream just made those worse, as we talked about in that episode.
Yeah. We did, we've talked about Tommy so much, but I feel like we never say anything positive about the poor kid. All we ever talk about is just like, God damn, he's annoying, or my God, what have you done, you idiot, or, man, that really sucks, but...
sometimes it's pity, yes.
Yeah, so it's either pity or just, like, general annoyance. I don't know. I guess, this latest stream with Wilbur made me somehow more sympathetic and sorry for poor Tommy, because yeah, it's like, just,
I think that's the thing about Tommy's character, poor is that kid. Overall his character is actually, like, can be pretty sympathetic. It's just that there's, like, a bunch of the fans of his character who just, like, basically just woobify him. And it becomes so annoying that it becomes harder to sympathize with him because of those people.
Yeah. It's,
Because them ignoring the annoying bits of his character kind of just ends up highlighting them for everyone who doesn't really like his character as much.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, though, because, like, I feel like anytime you have a favorite character, right, there's, like a guarantee that you woobify them a little bit, at least. So, like, I completely understand why, like, the C Tommy fans woobify him. Like, I'm sure I've woobified Dream and, like, characters like that. Yeah, but I think that's,
like, a difference, like, it's, like, purposeful woobification, which is where you're, like, you're writing, like, angsty fanfiction or something. Or you're, like, basically you're doing deliberately, and then there's a kind that you see a lot with character Tommy where it's people just straight up ignoring and denying canon.
Yeah, okay, that part is annoying. You can't ignore canon, but I also can kind of understand, because I've done it myself before by accident. Like, I think it's something that people don't necessarily notice themselves unless it's pointed out to them, or they, like, take some, like, severe, like, or, like, it's, they're, like, presented, like, face-to-face with something that directly contradicts it. Because, like, I know during Prison Arc, I got kind of deep into the woobifying of Dream aspect, and then, or no, maybe it was before that, even, but you know how they're, how Drebler was, like, split between sympathetic Sea Dream, but Stratish Sea Dream and whatever the other one was called.
Trauma Interpretation.
Yeah, Trauma Interpretation. Which is just, you know, Sea Dream was traumatized and that's why he's doing all this shit because he's desperate. Something like that. Something like that. But anyways, I got kind of deep into the trauma side of things and I was like, he's just a shad boy. And then I listened to, like, I read some of the stuff from, like, Dre and, like, Stratish Trio, and since then, ever since, I've been like, okay, no, he strategist perception is definitely closer to accurate, but even then, like, it took me being confronted with actual good, like, strategist interpretation and actual stuff that happened in canon for me to be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely, like, woobifying him in my head, which is why it feels weird to me that he's doing something really shitty on screen. And then I had to, like, recollect that. So I don't even think it's something that, like, people do on purpose or anything. I think it's just something you can kind of fall into without realizing it until somebody kind of is like, well, hey, this character is doing this really horrible thing on screen and there isn't really a justification for it. Which can be hard for Tommy fans, because it's very easy to be like, well, he's traumatized, or just laugh it off because they are kind of one-track-minded.
I like the weird timeline stuff where they're like, oh, actually he was, like, 9 in the war.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Honestly, most people listening to this probably haven't heard of this, but it was, like, a whole thing back when the timeline was being weird around the time of Exile.
Yeah.
Where people were still figuring out, like, how the... I think actually we discussed it in a few of our early episodes, because that was all those all came out around the same time.
Probably.
As some of that stuff was being discussed, like, how the passage's time works on Dream SMP.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
think ultimately we concluded, just assume that it works as it does in real life, unless specified otherwise.
I wish it would be easier to convince people that, you know, 9-year-old C. Tommy is not a thing. He's not 9 years old. He's just not. He's not, guys. He's an adult. Well, now he's an adult. Before, he was, like, 16 or whatever, but I don't know. I think it's really funny when I see people, like, theorizing about character
ages. It's kind of weird for me. As, like, as someone who's, like, very close in age to content creator Tommy, Just like seeing how people treat his character sometimes, I'm just like, as someone who's basically the same age as this guy, I just know he will be weirded out by some people's take.
Yeah, some things is. Oh man, I don't know. Character Tommy, character Tommy, character Tommy. What a sad child. He deserved better. I feel like he deserved a proper apology, but at the same time, I can understand T. Wilbur's perspective, but at the same time, I'm like, God, man, what a fucking dick move. Like, that whole stream, I was just like, yeah, though, this is kind of an asshole move on your part, character Wilbur. I think the funniest thing, though, has been, as somebody who's, you know, mostly run in, like, C Dream apologist circles, is going on Twitter and seeing people from sort of the crime boys side just now beginning to comment on how, yeah, actually, Wilbur's character was really abusive towards Tommy in Pogtopia. Like, we done known that. You guys are so far behind. What? The poor people who were, like,
actually,
shouting it
we should
then.
talk about Errett Lore.
Oh, yeah. Errett Lore. Knights of Hope are a thing. Is it bad that I really want them to fail?
I like the idea that some people brought up on the Duplo Discord that this is setting up the reveal to the characters that the this confrontation was staged
Yeah, I
because
really
they
like
tried to
that.
bring everyone together to fight Dream again and it will just fail horribly.
Yeah, I
I
really
think
like
that will
that.
be a really I think that'll be like a really cool way to like reveal that officially to the characters.
Yeah, I think that, and then my other favorite thing is the idea of Eret getting foolish in on the Knights of Hope and then foolish selling them out to Dream because he needs souls for XD. But on the other hand, I can't help but feel like. See, my curiosity is what is gonna be the moment that triggers or causes season two to become a thing? Is it gonna be the Quackity lore stream that's coming up? Is it something with the Knights of Hope? I have to feel like it's something to do with Dream or Dream XD, but they're kind of, you know, tangentially related. Like, I want to know what's gonna lead to that, and I'm not sure. Maybe it's gonna be like the
I
Knights of
don't
Hope
think it's gonna be
kill
the Quackity
Dream.
lore stuff, but I think the Quackity lore stuff is gonna like lead into it.
Yeah, see that's my like big theory,
'Cause
because.
just like from a writing perspective, I don't think they want to put like the whole ending of the season on Quackity and his lore. I think they want to give him the opportunity to basically finish up his character arc
Yeah.
and his plot line before they go into that.
Yeah. Well, we know they have like a set date that it's supposed to start by, and I'm assuming that's sometime in September based off of things that like Dream has said and stuff like that. And so like part of me has been thinking, well, it has to be like tied into the Quackity lore. Just because Quackity's been one of our like big ringers for like big lore things recently.
Bringing up the fact that Dream, because just before we started recording, Quackity posted
Oh yeah, he did.
like a lore teaser, and it
Yes.
might be Dream, it might be Charlie Slimesicle.
I mean, I think it's Slimesicle behind the bars, if that's what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure it's slime. Because I've been looking at it and like trying to like, because there is like a Minecraft character behind the iron bars, and I'm pretty sure it's Slimesicle based off the way the skin looks and the fact that he's the one talking. Unless they posted another one, but
What, the one with the hood?
Oh yeah, the one with the hood, yes. Oh no,
The thing
there's
about that is if you zoom in, it does look like there's like slime on it, but that could mean that like they're working together or something.
Yeah. There's well, I see, I figured the green hood was Dream at first, but it could be Charlie Slimesicle.
Yeah, because like I said, if you zoom in, it looks like there's like this kind of slime on the hood. But I
Yeah.
don't know if that's just like a weird,
See, I thought you were talking
like,
about
leftover from editing.
the teaser that was like the little video that Quackity posted on his channel.
Yeah.
Which
Nah.
that is Slimesicle, I'm pretty sure. But actually, now that you mention it, the hooded figure could definitely be Charlie. Which makes
I
me
sent a photo
wonder.
on the Discord.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like slime, or maybe like they made it to look like slime. Yeah, I think a lot of us were thinking it was Dream at first, but honestly, looking at it, it could very well be Charlie Slimesicle. I don't know.
Like I said, it could be meant to be both of them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious because it seems like based off of the video teaser, which isn't very long, it's just Charlie saying you forgot a lesson and that's how we ended up like this, and then it's him behind bars, makes me wonder what that's about. I mean, we could take it straightforward and be like, well, obviously they're being, like, imprisoned or something. They've been captured because of something that they did. Or it could be a misdirection, and it's more like,
Could be Crackety is the one captured. If we go with the theory that Slimesicle and Dream have teamed up.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
But it could be, if it could also be Crackety. Not literal, it could be that no one's actually, you know, captured. It could just end up being, like, a Quackity's having a nightmare or something. Like, we don't know. Because I can very easily see character Quackity having a nightmare about, Slimesicle being, like, betraying him, because, I mean, Slimesicle's, like, the last character he, like, close to him.
Is involved, I can see it be being connected to whatever his plan is, whether directly or indirectly.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, actually part of his plan is to do something related to Quackity, or if it's, like, my plan's almost finished, so now I have the time to go and get revenge on him.
I don't know, there's a lot of options, and we don't have a lot of hints as to what it'll be. Like, we've seen, like, you know, Quackity did his thing that he always does, which is post, like, little, you know, teasers and stuff, but it's nothing concrete enough for us to have any idea, and based off of the other teasers he sent, in previous lore episodes, like, there's really no guarantee on what it is, or that any of us are gonna figure out, because I feel like, you know, with the hooded figures, I think a lot of people thought that was like, oh, that's the jailbreak. But it was actually Quackity. And I mean, I guess it was during the jailbreak, but it was Quackity and, well, who was it? Purpled and Foolish, or Slimesicle Fundy. And Foolish, or Sam,
and
or
it was
somebody.
Fundy?
Or maybe it was Fundy. I don't know.
Talking about Sam, he also recently posted like a teaser picture.
Oh, did he?
Of whatever thing the thing he's been being building.
Oh, yeah, Sam.
And basically, it was like stone with smoke coming at the top, so I don't know, maybe it's meant to be a volcano or something.
Yeah. Could be. I did see that. Yeah, it looks like it's probably one part of his islands. It's a mountain, you know?
I mean, a volcano would make sense for an island.
Yeah, it could be a volcano. That would make sense. I think Sam said he's gonna stream on Monday. I don't know if it'll be Dream SMP, but he said he's gonna stream on Monday, so.
Well, didn't he post that after he posted the picture of his broken chair? So it might be that he's gonna do, like, a new chair stream or something.
Yeah, it could be.
Building a chair stream.
I think it's funny so, yeah, that is so content that people make.
Chair building streams. When this episode comes out, you will probably know by that point.
Yeah.
Whether he is building a chair or doing war.
Or if he cancels the stream suddenly.
Or you will find out shortly after.
Exactly. Is there anything else happening that we know of? Obviously, we've prepped for season 2, or at least we're in waiting of season 2. Phil said something along the lines that Dream has been very, very busy. Oh, Aimsy and Aaron are also tied into the Aerith lore. They're building the Knights of Hope or something to go and try and get the Revive book from Dream. Which, of course,
there's like that theory that the Dream Lord Discord came up with while live discording the Aerith stream. Where Aerith is actually manipulating Aimsy.
Yeah, I liked that, but I'm pretty sure it's not. It's been kind of like proven not true based off of what Aerith said afterwards.
Yeah, but we've had cases where content creators have lied about lore before to cover up plot twists.
I mean, maybe, but even then, I don't think so.
I think to me it feels like stage finale did at the start, where at this point it's a possibility, but it's not actually much evidence for it.
I mean, I feel like there's definitely
something
going on.
If the content creators have been clever about it.
I think there's definitely something going on with character Erit that isn't all up to snuff. I don't think it's quite as serious.
I would like to remind
as people are saying, because I think
we know that Erish, before they lost their memory, used to work with Foolish when it was the Totem of Death. So I think that is important to remember.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think there is something up with, like, the way that character Erit acted and, like, certain things that he said. But at the same time, it could all just be a coincidence because Erit himself, as a content creator, has come out and said, sorry, I have a very bad memory. I messed up some things and there's some inconsistencies, but it wasn't intentional. Sorry, we're doing the best we can, kind of a thing on Twitter afterwards. So, like, I think there might be something up with the character, but at the same time, I'm like, eh.
How much is the content creator not remembering stuff? How much is the character not remembering stuff?
Well, I think
and how much is the character, like, deliberately misrepresenting stuff to make themselves seem better?
Mm.
Because it's entirely possible that, like, it's a mix of all three.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I have enough faith to say that, like, a lot of it was intentional, because I don't think a lot of it was intentional, based off of just how character, or not character, content creator Erit has talked about character Erit and what he wants to do with the character. Sounds like they definitely actually want to go on the, they are a good person, they are getting redemption for what they've done kind of a thing. But there's definitely inconsistencies, which makes me question some of it, but at the same time, like, I don't know how much of that is intentional on content creator Erit's part versus unintentional and just an accident kind of a thing, because that is something we actually have to be aware of with content creator.
Accidental, it would be neat for them to take those accidents and then make them part of their character.
Oh, I think it would be. I don't think they're going to. I just don't think that'll happen, unfortunately.
Even content creator Erit is, like, definitely against that character being seen as a villain, because they got a lot of flack for it back in Little Manberg stuff.
Wait, they got what back during the Manberg stuff?
A lot of flack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, not a...
Which, again, I think that might be why... Because content creator Erit, I think, is one of the creators from the SMP that cares a lot about what the fandom thinks. Which is understandable given the way that they got treated after the original, betrayal or whatever. So I don't think that content creator Erit wants to set up the same kind of story for their character again at this point. I think he's definitely gonna be more on the side of, caution in terms of what the fandom reaction is. Like, Wilbur obviously doesn't give a fuck what the Wilbur's, or what the fandom's reaction is. He just, if anything, spits in the face of what he thinks the fandom reaction is gonna be, because the fandom can be kind of crazy. Erit, on the other hand, I think is a little
out
less...
there reading Dribbler blog posts to use in his lore. And then Sam's doing the same with, like, his apologists arguments.
Yeah.
As I dated with Sark, it was just them both going on Tumblr and looking at what the fans of each their characters posted and then using that for their arguments.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I really like
the
character Sam. He's just such a fun character. I like characters like that that are just, like, in this sort of self-delusion, because it's really just, they're just interesting. Like, it's to see how they justify everything to themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of... there's a lot of interesting stuff that has come out of the fandom in terms of, like, theories and posts and analysis that weren't necessarily...
I really, really wish they tell us what's up with the multiple bodies thing with Sam. Because I think at this point a bunch of people have just forgotten it. Like, I actually forgot it for a while, and then I was like, wait, he's got multiple bodies. What the hell is up with that?
Oh, yeah, we still don't know what the fuck is up with that. You think we're ever getting answers about that, or is that going to be something that we never, ever learn how that works? Maybe season two.
The theory that Sam Bucket is, like, a rogue body is true, then we might regret with the end of that war.
Yeah. Did. Wait, didn't Bat say that there was gonna be something to do with Sandbucket soon? Am I wrong on that?
Yeah. But I mean, like, we promised Sandbucket lore for like ages, so.
True. But we know Sam's alive, so there's a chance. Oh, we didn't mention. Friend got to Ghostbur. Ghostbur finally has a tiny bit of happiness again in Limbo.
Oh, what the
So,
coolest of Connor's
celebrate.
life.
We'll see you next week after Quackity Lore.
All right, bye then.
Bye!
Well, thanks for listening to the 60-second episode of Mawhi, and we hope you enjoyed it. If there's any topic you'd like to hear us discuss, feel free to leave a comment or find us on Twitter at MawhiPodcast, where you can also ask us questions or just get updates about new episodes. We also have a Discord server that you can find a link to in the description. See you next time!